You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
I give God praise.
Our theme scripture for this month is Matthew 6:22, which says that the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And based on this scripture is the theme for the month, focused on Jesus. And it's my prayer that starting off this year, our focus on Jesus will never waver.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We must be focused on Jesus and nothing else. Now, today's title at Favor Thursday of Bethel Encounter, where we are to pray, is Be Merciful. Be merciful. Now, we have just two opening scriptures here. Psalm 5 verse 12. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. So we see here favor acting as a shield around the life of the believer. And we are talking about divine favor. The favor of God being a shield. So imagine walking through the year under the umbrella of God's favor. You are protected all year round, and that is our heritage in Jesus' name.
Amen.
With favor will thou compass the believer as with a shield. We also find in Psalm 30 verse 5 that the key remedy to enduring discomfort is divine favor. If any difficulties come up in the life of the believer, any unpleasantries coming up in the course of the year, it is the favor of God, according to Psalm 30 verse 5, that will stop it and restore joy. Weeping may endure only for a night. Joy, because of divine favor, is supposed to come in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so any night of weeping will be shorter and shorter till it can be remembered no more.
Amen.
And joy will endure. Why? In his favor is life. Say after me, in his favor is life.
In his favor is life.
Hallelujah. And that's Amen. In Psalm 30, verse 5. Throughout this year, we are experiencing life, experiencing joy, lasting joy, because of divine favor in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now we move to our key scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. And verse 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So this divine favor that we find very important in the life of the believer throughout the year. Now we see this connecting scripture that to access or to experience constant favor both with man and with God. And never forget, Jesus, that was his case. He found favor with God and with man. He increased in wisdom And then he found favor with God and with man. In Luke 2:14, 2:52. And now this scripture here is a great secret revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, where we see how to walk perpetually in divine favor. And it's talking about mercy. And that is why today's title is Be Merciful. Be merciful so that you can enjoy divine favor throughout the year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we are lastly looking at a reference parable so that we understand how this operates. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 23, Jesus gave a parable. It says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. So, just proportionally, let's say $10,000. Now, in verse 25, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Okay, so he was to be sold. The king instructed, or his boss or master instructed the servant to be sold, him with his wife and all his property, to be able to pay back that debt. And now, in verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I'll pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. In verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and he besought him, saying, have patience with me and I'll pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. Now, this wicked servant was given to tormentors. If you don't want to experience any torment on the earth, I beg you, even before being cast into hell, experiencing hell on earth, if you don't want to experience any hell experience for this year, if you don't want to have any hell experience on the earth, please make it a point to be merciful. Be merciful. Be forgiving. Be merciful. Be forgiving. As the year is starting, so many people have written all the nice things that they want to do. There are things that you've never thought of that, oh, maybe this could happen or that could happen. But even before you are offended, make it a point that you show mercy and be forgiven. When you are disappointed, show mercy and be forgiven. Why? Because even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we had no hope, when we were wicked, when wickedness was found in our blood, was found in our flesh, was found in our very nature, was found in our hearts, that the heart of a man being desperately wicked, when wickedness was found in our very nature, yet Christ Jesus, He died for us and he forgave us our sins. So this year, never have any problem with anybody. Just forgive. Let go. And you will constantly enjoy divine favor. According to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, you will perpetually prevail under the divine favor of God. You find favor with God and with man. It was the servant's colleagues who went to report that servant back to his master. That your own colleagues are praying that God should deal with you because of how unforgiving you have been towards someone. It should never be the case in the name of Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us, even where we are weak. May the Holy Spirit help you to be forgiven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit help you not to be judgmental and to be condemning, but rather to be forgiven, and for the grace of God that is upon your life to reach others in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please declare after me, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart.
This year. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To be forgiven.
To be forgiven.
Let me not be. Like the wicked servant.
Like the wicked servants.
Who threw. The one owing him.
Into prison.
But Lord.
Grant me a heart.
That will forgive others. Even as you've forgiven me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am praying.
Because
I cannot do it with my own strength. That is why I'm here today. So help me, Lord. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Help us, Lord, to be merciful. The heart of a king, Lord, lies in your heart. Turn it which way pleases you. Like a water course, turn it which way pleases you, Lord. Therefore, we cry out unto you, help us. Incline our hearts unto forgiveness. Incline our hearts unto mercy. As Lord, we all the time pray that you be merciful with us. Grant us hearts that will be merciful with us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Before we sing our last song of worship, if you have not given your heart to Jesus, you've never prayed that prayer, you've never had the opportunity, or you prayed it before but you didn't think much about it, you have the opportunity to give your life to Jesus. It is only Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, that can cause you to be forgiven. Sometimes there are things we can forgive, but you know yourself that when it comes to certain things, it is not a matter of even considering forgiveness. It is only the Lord who can empower us to forgive others. So today, I want you to surrender your heart unto Christ Jesus. And when you do so, you also have access to eternal life. So please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I give you all the praise. I thank you for this day. I surrender my life completely to you this day. Please have mercy upon me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me live a life that is pleasing unto you, and also the grace to forgive others. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. It's because the Lord is good, and by an extension of his goodness that we'll be able to forgive. In Jesus' name. Oh, nyamie.
Today, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 3026-0009090. God bless.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.